The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Before we start today's show, I got to let you know about this brand new Real Ass Podcast merch that we are dropping right in time for Christmas. Embroidered crew necks and jogger pants. Embroidered crew necks and jogger pants available only between November 29th and December 6th. If you guys want to get these for Christmas, make sure you order them by December 6th. They are limited edition. They are fucking awesome. So go grab your joggers. Go grab your crew neck. They are embroidered. They're high quality. They're the fucking coolest thing you're going to be wearing to the coolest holiday parties. Go do it now at podcastmerch.com. Okay, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Here we go. We're back, motherfuckers. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. It is the Real Ass Podcast. It's a Wednesday. It is the day before Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving Eve, the old Survivor Series tradition. Zach D'Amico.
My friend, here. Louis.
What up, Zach?
How you doing, man?
What up, son?
How you doing?
How was Jim and Sam this morning?
Really good.
Had a good time?
Yeah, I had a blast.
Fuck yeah. All right, dude. You make me a little jealous every time I see you canoodling with another couple dudes.
You know me, I like to canoodle.
You love to canoodle, dude. So I'm letting you know that it makes me feel a little bit jealous and a little self-conscious.
Well, like, I'll let you know that I plugged our gig this weekend.
Did you have more fun with those guys than you have with me?
Never.
Never, okay. Good. I hope not. I like Jim, I like Sam. I don't want to have to fucking create an act of war.
I get it.
I'll fucking come at you. Hey, ladies in the booth, can we make it, just moving forward, it's not even a big deal. Can we just make it so that the soundboard does not blow out the ears of everybody in the studio and everybody at home? No big deal. No big deal.
That's a little better,
but I feel like that is still pretty fucking loud. It's a little better.
Okay. I'll keep it lower. You always bring it up anyway, though.
Natalie, don't tell me. Don't fucking tell me. I say a little less is a little more here, okay?
Fair enough.
We have two incredible guests, as always, ladies and gentlemen, from the Cump podcast, which I said should have been called Cump Town. It was a wasted opportunity.
I was sued by Mullen.
Damn it. Yeah. All right, good. Well, you tried.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Ray Cump is back on the show.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Hell yeah. Also back, my popular demand. My fans hate women. Typically, my fans, if you're a chick and you come on this show, it is a 80 to 85% chance that my fans are going to violently harass you.
Whoa.
And not a good way. I feel bad every time Shannon brings a new girl on the show. I'm like, what are you doing to this girl? Why would you bring her into this? I was like, all right, fucking Shannon. But you have worked your way into the hearts and minds of the Real Ass Podcast audience, and they like you. Almost no negative comments, Shannon. What I want you to do is I want you to go find any of the negative comments from the last show on YouTube.
Oh, no.
And I want you to read them as you find them, and that's not a problem. I really want you to do that because I didn't see any, but I'm sure they're out there.
They're there.
But yeah, it was a majority fucking positive. They fucking love you. Ladies
that's
and gentlemen,
so nice.
Zia is back on the show. Zia, is it Zia Land?
Zia Land, either or.
Land is your last name.
No, my last name is Anderson. And actually, that's just the last name I use. That's not even
your real last name.
Yeah, it's not
Zia
even my real
Anderson.
Last name. Yeah.
Zia Land is the
streaming concept. Yeah, the concept, I guess.
Your
yeah.
theme park?
My theme park. Yeah. That's literally exactly
what
where
would
I came
be in Zia Land the theme park?
Like every kind of food, all the food.
It's just food.
Yeah, like every food.
Dude, imagine she wasn't a hot chick like that. Like if I ask Ray what's in Cump Land, it's like, yeah, food. We know.
Yeah.
We know. It's a lot of food. There's no runs, even. Because you can't fit in any of them. It's just a bunch of food courts.
Right.
Just
all the food
it's a
courts,
Vegas
yeah.
buffet.
Yeah. yeah. But you're a little hot chick, and I wish I was in shape enough where I could just go on camera and be like, I'm going to eat.
Well, I have to work at it, kind of. Like, that's I do work out and eat healthy a semi-majority of the time.
Right.
It makes food better, I swear.
But you make it like a cheat day you do on,
yeah, kinda.
On your thing. I get it. And look, I did subscribe to your OnlyFans.
Did you?
Oh, thank you. Of course. Hell yeah, dude. You were responsible for at least 30 to 40 orgasms that I've had.
Feels so good.
Thanks. I mean, am I responsible for?
You know, Ray, you don't have an OnlyFans, and I look for it every day.
You can jerk off my podcast.
It's not,
a lot of people do.
Yeah.
It is quite the auditory experience.
Thank you.
I do feel like you do have a voice where if I were to take the speaker and put it up against my taint,
yeah,
it would give me some sort of extra pleasure.
It's basic. Extra basic.
Look, we have an incredible show planned today. Let's get our plugs out of the way. And Nosy, I didn't really subscribe to your OnlyFans.
Oh, no, I'm sad.
I'm just kidding. I definitely did. I definitely beat off to it regularly. It's fucking phenomenal, guys. Go subscribe to Zia's OnlyFans. It's pretty solid. She shows bush, no lip. Okay, let's get our plugs out of the way, Zia.
Okay, now I know he subscribes. That was way too specific. Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get our plugs out of the way. Zia, what do you got to plug?
Yeah, check out my OnlyFans. It is the only thing keeping me afloat until I find a fucking job.
Yeah.
So Twitch. I'm plugging my Twitch now. OnlyFans.com/Zialand. Same thing with Twitch. Twitch.tv/Zialand. Same thing. Sit, eat food.
You need a job? Why didn't we make Zia the new fucking manager? We made this fucking nerdy lesbian the new office manager. No offense. She's out there fucking.
She brought cookies.
She's probably going to do a much better job than I would.
She's dressed like Pee Wee Herman.
We could have
Zia fucking running around in her underwear. Like, Zia, you don't got to do anything. She's fucking just eating everything. She's playing video games. No, I don't want to offend the new office manager, but she knows what she looks like.
If you need an office gremlin that does just sit in her underwear and eat, then I'm your girl.
Can you pay Zia to just sit in the office and eat? What a delightful office manager that would be. And no offense to the new girl. The new girl rules.
She's great.
She is going to do a much better job.
She brought cookies in.
Yes.
But she's a little bit fucking...
Go on.
She's a little bit like Pee Wee Herman. That's a Pee Wee Herman-esque energy. What do you want me to say?
I mean, I didn't get the zaniness from her, but...
You know, without the fun.
Okay.
A less fun Pee Wee.
Well, that's always what I want. It's Pee Wee, but less.
Yes.
Less Pee Wee.
Did Pee Wee ever creep any of you guys out when you were a kid, or was that just me?
No, I loved him. I lived for that show.
No, everybody loved Pee Wee.
He creeped me out.
He did.
Bit.
Okay.
It was weird.
It was a little weird.
Little bit off.
Yeah.
Whatever it was, I was just like, not my thing, Pee Wee. Like, it was there. It was always in the background, but it never like really connected. Like, oh, I fucking love it.
Yeah. No.
You know,
Pee Wee's a cuck.
Is he?
Every episode, Miss Yvonne, some swarthy dude, he's either like a cowboy or a soccer player or something, comes over. Pee-wee gets jealous, then realizes Miss Yvonne's her own person, and then he leaves them in the playhouse to fuck with all the furniture watching.
Mm. Oh, so
and then Pee-wee's out fucking riding his bike through the sky. Everything in the house is watching Miss Yvonne get railed.
You think they bust a load in that chair's mouth?
Oh, that chair's seen some things.
Yeah.
You just
that's
fucking put a black light on him. You're like, the things they do.
You put her head in the fishbowl. You can check out the Kump Podcast on YouTube and wherever you get podcasts. That's KUMP. And follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Ray Kump.
Zach Amico.
Instagram, Zach is not funny. Backup Twitter, ZA Spook Show. And just check out my other podcast here on the network, and I'll be on the road with Luis.
Luis J. Gomez. Gomez. This weekend, me and Zach Amico, Friday, Saturday night, we will be in Poughkeepsie, upstate New York. We're not fucking around. Zach, they did not get you a hotel. I have to get you a hotel. I'm getting you a shittier hotel than me.
That's fine. We're not staying in the hotel that the...
Oh, is that what it's in a hotel?
Yeah.
I'm going to get you that hotel, probably.
Wait, they what didn't get me a room in the hotel the club is in?
They didn't. We asked. They only would give me one room, so now I have to get another room.
You guys playing in the Econo Lodge?
I don't know. What is it?
I don't know.
I don't even know what type of hotel, but it doesn't matter. You're going to get your own room, because I'm never sharing a room with Zach and Miko.
Yeah,
again.
It's not good.
Again?
Yeah, no. It's terrible. Me and Zach, first of all,
we keep different hours.
I'm at a point where I don't need to be fucking sharing a room with anybody, right? Yeah. But also, Zach fucking snores like a goddamn wildebeest.
Yeah.
I can't sleep with snoring. My husband was just sick recently, and he doesn't usually snore. No. I wanted to fucking kill him. I slept on the couch for like 3 nights.
See?
It was horrible.
Me too, dude. My girlfriend will snore every once in a while, and she'll be like... Like one of those.
Yeah.
Just at
just
the
like
very
a
end.
One.
Yeah, and I'll fucking, and I wake her up like, what the fuck? Are you out of your fucking mind, bitch? Wake up! Are you snoring like a fucking fat guy? Get the fuck out of this bedroom. And
throat's getting fat.
I kick her out of the bed right there and then. For just even one little, like one hair of a snore.
Yeah,
I had to buy my girlfriend like special earplugs that, like, you know, they're probably cancer.
With
like,
a gun.
Know, and she shoves those in, like.
And an eye mask and nose plugs.
If the fire alarm goes off,
deprivation tank,
oven mitts.
I just shove her in the tub.
Yeah, dude. There's fucking no. You have to snore like a.
Oh yeah, no. Yeah. It's I want to kill myself, but for other reasons.
Yeah. Well, I see. Here's the thing. I don't think I snore, but I don't know, and it's because every time a girl's tried to bring it up to me, because I have this conversation where I was like, I cannot stand a girl snoring. It's the least attractive thing in the world is a woman fucking snoring.
I actually and agree.
My ex-girlfriend, I won't say which one. It's one of the Karens. One of the Karens snored, and they're both tiny chicks, and you just wouldn't believe it. You're like, what the fuck is going on here? This makes no sense. And it did bother me.
It's because you keep punching them in the nose.
That is true. They're trying to... They have a deviated septum because of all the cocaine and being punched in the face by their boyfriend.
Right. Say, those snores were going through a fucking trying.
I'm just surprised sound could escape from her face at that point. No, but yeah, I've had girls, we start talking about it, and as soon as they start telling me whether or not I snore, I will block out whatever they're saying.
Oh, yeah. So you've been told, you just don't want to know. You're just no like, idea. I just, if you don't know you snore, it doesn't exist.
But I'm also a dude, and it's like, it's not snoring like Zach snores. Zach is not snoring.
No, I'm gasping for life. My Zach, tongue is actively trying to murder me.
Zach is dying and coming back to life 3 or 4 times within an evening, okay? And I'm not listening to that fucking sound. It's
also in our defense, Lewis and I keep very different. Lewis keeps dad hours.
Dad hours.
As in you're in bed by like 10.
Yes. The shows are over.
Yeah. Up by 6, in bed by 10.
Oh my God.
Shows are over. Lewis is on the phone with his chick. You know, if she's not on the road with us, I love you. I was going to have McDonald's ice cream. And then they fall asleep each other. And then they fall asleep. And I'm like, hey, let's go get into trouble.
And then
Lewis has
in.
Called me at 8 in the morning.
And be like, where are you?
To be like,
yeah.
We're leaving in a half an hour. And I'll be like, all right.
See ya.
Yeah, Zach's a wild man. So, yes, it is very different hours. And we have to have separate rooms. But what about you, Natalie? I bet Natalie fucking snores like a beast. Lesbians, there should be a correlation, a scientific correlation between snoring and lesbianism. I'll bet you anything in the world, Natalie fucking snores her little tits off.
I bet I do too. My girlfriend hasn't complained about it in a while though.
Oh, well, you do. See, what did I tell you?
No, I mean, like, she would tell me if I was like, I'm sure I have like your girlfriend, like the smaller ones, but
yeah,
my girlfriend would absolutely embarrass me for it in the morning if I snore. So I haven't heard about it in a while.
There's different devices. There's contraptions. Have you tried any of those contraptions, right?
No, because it's because I'm fat. Yeah. Like, why would I shove, like, I mean, are you supposed to do that? I thought it was like skinny people who snore are supposed to have CPAPs.
But there's like little, there's things you see on Instagram. By the way, I guarantee we're all going to be advertised snoring shit on our fucking
phones. Oh, 100%, right now. Yeah.
We're going to open it up today. Yeah. Oh, it's infuriating.
Yeah.
But it's pretty convenient. I would like to buy a snoring thing for Zach for Christmas, so this is actually a good time.
There are those things you put in that just keep your mouth open, but it's not rational, but I'm afraid of someone just raping my mouth while I'm asleep if I have that in. Just,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's definitely not rational.
Or if they were thinking about raping your mouth, that's like the line where they can't help themselves.
Right.
The mouth is open. It makes me wonder what happened to you as a child, that's like a fear in your head.
Well, it's a lazy rapist. You know?
So many devices that they sell to stop snoring.
Oh, these are fun. What is that one that goes on your chin?
What the hell?
The snore circle.
They actually just carve a hole at the bottom.
It's a muscle stimulator.
Wow.
What does the muscle stimulation do? Is that why? Because you don't have enough muscle working? That's why you snore?
I could probably use that when I podcast.
Oh, do you want to watch the video?
Yeah.
Ray just uses it in life when he's awake.
Just stop mumbling.
It reminds you to swallow.
Good.
I never thought it would be a problem, but it's getting worse. Sometimes it's really bad.
That's a Russian bitch.
Honestly, I feel really bad, really guilty.
They got great actors for this. It's impressive.
It really affects our relationship. The poor quality of sleep, the effect on my
Here's the thing, like, because I pause it for a second. Every time, like, I can only imagine, like, snoring that badly. And like, because after a little while dating somebody, you like every little thing does start to bother you, right? Well, just little things.
The honeymoon phase goes away.
Phase goes away. And then the things that in the beginning, like I remember, like I'm so adept at being in relationships now. I remember, without even naming the things, because she'll listen to this and start cutting herself. But I remember the things in the beginning of the relationship.
Start saying them.
I remember the things in the beginning of the relationship that I noticed that she did, where they didn't really bother me.
Yeah.
But I remember thinking like, oh, that's going to bother me when the honeymoon phase is over.
Oh, wow. You're actually aware.
Like, I'm very aware.
Stuff.
I was like, no. I know that's going to. What, Shannon?
I have a voice memo on my phone that I recorded of one of my exes snoring.
Oh, really? Yeah. Can we hear it?
Yeah.
Oh my God, Shannon would date a fucking snorer. And the fact that you're not with me, Shannon, and the amount of times that I've thrown it at you, I've seen her ex-boyfriends, I've fucking seen...
Nothing to write home about.
Yeah, dude, nothing to write home about.
All right, ready?
Go ahead.
Oh, no.
Oh my God,
that was... so bad.
I would have hit him in the face with a hammer.
I mean, after 3 months of dating him, were you just staring at him as he sleeps? Like, I fucking hate you so much.
It's bad, but it does sound kind of feminine, too. No,
Ray's like, that's not that bad.
He would also stop breathing in the middle of it.
Yes,
for
that's
like
what Zach does.
Yeah.
No, Zach.
I go.
That sounds terrifying.
Zach will be, it'll be snoring, like deep, crazy snoring. And then it'll be like, this is the impression. It'll go.
No. That's becoming.
Are you sure it's not just giving head?
No, this will hear him actually die. He'll go. And his eyes go white. And he comes back.
I'm back!
Over and over again. And you're just sitting there awake, terrified with a flashlight. Like, please, morning, come. Please.
Yeah, I'm like the dog from Little Nicky. The last time Lewis and I shared a room, I may have been on drugs. And I fell asleep talking to him with my eyes open.
Wait, so you were asleep, but you were still saying things
with
your eyes
talking,
open.
We were talking, and then I fell asleep with my eyes open and started snoring.
See, Zach needs those muscle stimulators for his eyeballs. Yeah. That's how lazy Zach is, that he wouldn't close his eyes to go to sleep.
So I was just...
It was fucking...
You sound like a terrifying person to live with.
It's like a horror movie.
Yeah, it's just all the time.
His wife not only accepts it, chose it.
Yeah.
We drown each
woman.
Other out.
You guys just snore.
No, she... Her exhale on her snore is talking. So she... And has full, like, loud conversations.
Zach, I'm cheating on you with your boyfriend.
I'm cheating with you without literally anyone else. It's not us. It's whoever can hear. It must be torture.
So you guys are fine because you're used to it. You sleep through that all the time.
Yeah,
it's not 100%. A big deal.
I'll sleep through anything.
That's. I wish I
when
was
I
like
was,
that.
I grew up on top of a machine shop. So quiet bothers me. Yeah. I need like the radio or the TV on to fall asleep.
Oh, I do too. I'm one of those people that, especially at night when I'm trying to go to sleep, my brain won't shut the fuck up. So I'll just sit there and, you know, think about every mistake you've ever made or think about every embarrassing moment that ever happened, that kind of dumb shit. Or like, oh my God, what am I going to do with my life? But I put in like sitcoms with a tablet and I just listen to them in my headphones. That's the only way I can sleep. Otherwise, I can't.
I can't. I do, I'll fall asleep with a TV on sometimes, but I'm never truly asleep. Like, then I'm just waking up every, like, half an hour to hour to see a part of The Sopranos and then go back to sleep and just accept that into my brain. Yeah. All right, guys, let's take a moment and thank Fight Back CBD for supporting today's show. Fight Back CBD is an incredible company that empowers people to live clean lives with martial arts training. I'll tell you right now, since I've started training martial arts, it's truly changed my life in so many positive ways. Physically, psychologically, emotionally, I'm connecting with my fucking family. I'm connecting with myself. It's really one of the best things I could have ever done with my entire life is training. I have so much more mental clarity and I'm leading a way more productive life. Justin from Fight Back CBD is in recovery and he found out that jiu-jitsu greatly helped him on his journey and he's now looking to help others get started with martial arts and clean up their lives. They're located in Austin, Texas, and they've been helping individuals with sobriety and mental health for the last 4 years. So if you're struggling, reach out. The company hopes to one day open up a free gym and help even more people. So everyone, I recommend Fight Back CBD. They've got incredible CBD products. I'm using their topical roll-on to help me stay injury-free and training to beat Jason Ellis. They also have vape pens and tinctures for all of your CBD supply needs. So right now, just go to fightbackcbd.com. Use the promo code RAP20. You're going to save 20% off anything you order. Once again, that's fightbackcbd.com. Use that promo code RAP20 to save 20% off. Okay, where were we? So, all right, look, here's the thing. I never finished my plug, Shannon, and you didn't tell me that. And I know that, you know, it's sort of your job as a producer to make sure that I'm doing everything.
When I tell you, you yell at me
yeah.
to not tell you.
Well, anyway, this weekend we'll be in Poughkeepsie. Then next month, me and Zach Amico, the 17th and 18th of December, will be in Toronto at the Dark Comedy Festival. Really, really excited about this. We're doing a live Real Ass podcast. I think we're going to do a talent show up there. We're going to do a live Depraved. We're doing myself doing some headlining shows. I think Zach's going to be doing some headlining shows. We're getting shows added because tickets are going very, very fast. What else is coming up? Comedy Off Broadway, Lexington, Kentucky next month. Funny Bone in Hartford, Connecticut next month as well. I'll be in Zany's, Chicago. Going to be up in Albany at the Co's Music Hall. And a lot of other gigs coming up throughout this spring and this summer and this winter. So make sure you guys go to lewisofskanks.com. lewisofskanks.com. Grab your tickets for all those shows. And make sure you also subscribe to the Gas Digital Network. Use a promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the complete on-demand library for all of the shows right here on the network. 20,000 hours, 25,000 hours of on-demand content that you can't get anywhere else in the world. All uncensored, all ad-free, access to the Racist live chat, and many other member benefits. So subscribe and support, guys. Make sure you subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PureRattlesnake. And yeah, go leave us a 5-star rating, positive review, all that other good stuff. Got a YouTube channel. Subscribe to Shannon's podcast, The Thing Is Ding. So. All right, so Christmas is coming up, guys.
Sure is.
'Tis the season to be giving, right? Thanksgiving is here. Tomorrow, which, by the way, my sister Zach, you tickled her fat little heart, dude,
and not through the way I was trying to.
We did what you're snacking on Thanksgiving edition. And by the way, we could just do it again. We don't have to do the intro or anything, but I'd love to know what they're snacking on and maybe some suggestions that I could bring to Thanksgiving dinner. You guys could please let me know, because Zach's suggestion was a fucking hit with my sister. It's on Donkey Kong stuffing muffins.
What the hell's a stuffing muffin?
Exactly.
Game changer. What's the best part of stuffing?
By the way, can I say this? Hold on.
Yeah, please.
My sister's such a fat kid, deep down inside, that she didn't ask that question. Like, Zia's just a hot chick. She's like, what a stuffing muffin? What is that? My sister did the math. Great company knows what stuffing muffins are.
Stuffing in the muffin, yeah.
Yeah, she like looked up and saw a muffin and then went like this. I was like...
Yeah, bad people know exactly what stuffing muffins are just from the word stuffing muffins. Hot chicks are like, what are stuffing muffins? I don't understand. What would that be? They have to be explained. Look.
Stuffing muffins is one of the videos on Zia's OnlyFans.
Nice.
Yeah, it's muffins or stuffing in a muffin tray.
Oh.
So you get the crispiness for each, every
serving piece has edge.
Okay, that's nice. So it's like brownies edges, like the brownie edges, but for muffins.
Yes.
I mean stuffing.
Yes. It reminds me of when I was a kid, my grandma would make, it was like, she's German, so it was like congealed pork fat and bacon, and then some kind of like dark bread just mashed in.
Yeah.
But it was just mostly held together by fat.
Yes.
And that was our stuffing. So
it was delicious, I'm sure.
That was great. It was unbelievable. It was burnt.
Yeah. So that's a big hit, the stuffing muffins. I'm also, the other thing that we pulled from it, I'm ordering the Cheddar Bay biscuits from
Red Lobster. Yeah. I've heard those are fucking awesome.
You've never had them?
No.
They're the only thing worth having.
You need to leave your husband right now. I'll show you the world. I can show you the world.
I was waiting. I wanted to do the same thing. I've heard that they're fucking awesome.
Zia so fat. I would fat her up and leave her within 3 months.
Zia, you've never been to Red Lobster? You never graduated from a black college?
I feel like I learn so many racist stereotypes every time I come on the show. It's great.
Yeah, you can't believe you've never been to Red Lobster in your life.
I've been to Red Lobster once on Oahu.
I will not take the best part of this meal.
I didn't know. I was like 14 or something. I went with my stepmom, and she got like a lobster pizza thing.
bet Zia,
pizza. Yeah, I don't know.
I bet Zia was fucking in her prime at 14.
I
bet Zia
was like, fucking. I don't know about the stepmom.
I did get hit on a lot when I was 16.
I bet you did. Yeah, so, and then obviously I'm ordering the broccoli salad from Mighty Quinn's Barbecue.
Excellent work.
So those are things. I'm not making anything. I just gave her the idea for the stuff and muffins. I offered her $100 toward the dinner. And those are the other two things that I'm bringing that I'm ordering. Any other unique
sides? So is B coming?
B's coming.
Is B bringing?
Well, if Eddie's there, she's coming.
Is B bringing Eddie?
No. Eddie won't be there.
Okay. I didn't know if Eddie was going to bring like awesome black mac and cheese or something.
Black and cheese?
Black and cheese.
No, I don't think so. No, he's not coming. He's going to visit his other family. One of his other baby's mamas. So, but yeah, that's that. We're very, very excited about Thanksgiving. What do you guys
think
of Thanksgiving?
Do you have a side that you think is like,
I mean,
a big deal that people don't always do?
One that we do in Hawaii that's been kind of just a staple at every family gathering. Everybody does a potluck. And this is not Thanksgiving-y at all. And everybody's going to be like, ew, this is disgusting. But it's fucking awesome. Spam musubis.
What'd you say?
Spam musubis.
Don't you fucking curse at me. Not on my show. Who sounds do you like think you are?
CIA torture prison. What is this?
Spam whistlebees?
Spam musubis.
Spam musubis.
Yeah. So it's rice. And then you have to brown the spam. You can't just put a
hunk of cold spam on it. Is it like sushi, but with brown spam?
Yes, yes. And somebody gives you egg, furikake, yes. Oh, they're so fucking good. Mmm. I want to make some.
It actually looks pretty goddamn good.
It does look very good.
I grew up on spam.
Spam's awesome.
Well, it's not awesome. I love spam. Calm down, you fucking junkie. Relax. It's not awesome.
We've gone through this before, right? Why Hawaiians love spam?
No, why?
Because it's the closest thing to human meat. And Hawaiians are cannibals by nature.
They did eat Captain Cook's heart.
So spam is like the amalgamation of the closest proximity to eating white people again.
Oh. Yeah. Well, spam, my mom used to make it just because it was cheap as fuck. My mom used to love a canned meat. That was her always, you know, her go-to. And she would just cut this. She'd slice the spam up in little thin slices like that. And she'd fry it in a frying pan. And she'd serve it with some macaroni and cheese and peas. That was that. And then the other one I told you about this was corned beef, like canned corned beef. You know, you have to pull the key to open the fucking thing. Rice, white rice, and corn. And she put it in a pot and just mix it all together. Honestly, it
sounds
good. It
sounds like soul food.
It's fucking delicious. Yeah. To be honest with you, my mouth is salivating right now thinking about this. And the entire thing cost $2 to make.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Poor people food.
Exactly.
Can be amazing.
It was actually really good, to be honest with you.
The hardest part was finding a spoon in the house to eat it.
Come on, Zach. She was a heroin addict. That's not okay.
Ah, okay. Gotcha.
She ever burn you?
No. I wasn't aware of her heroin use until I was a teenager. I was too young to be aware of it. Thanks, guys, for bringing up these painful memories.
Your dad was also killed, right?
Yeah, he was. He was murdered when I was 4. Sorry, Zia. I got a lot of darkness in me.
It's okay. My mom died when I was 6.
How'd your mom die?
Car accident.
Aw.
So not anything like, but it was just, yeah, one of those things where you lose them young, so then you just get used to losing people.
Was it her fault, though?
I don't know.
Was she drunk driving?
No. She wasn't drunk driving. I know that much. But the dude that hit her was like a war vet that was missing a leg. So it was just this like, fuck, he felt so terrible. It was just, I think it was straight, just an accident. It was just like a shitty, my sister was in the car. Speaking of which, my sister has been arrested. And
oh,
she's
recently,
in,
right? Your crazy sister.
Yeah, she's in jail now. We didn't know where she was for the longest time.
She's in jail?
She's in jail, which I know that's a weird thing to be happy about, but I'm happy that she's safe. Off the streets.
Yeah. She's accounted for.
Yes, we know where she is. She's alive. She
Can
wrote
we call
me a
her?
Letter. We can't call her yet.
Does she have an OnlyFans too?
Well, as soon as From they jail? Give her access, then I'm going to tell her, like, you know.
She's hot enough to have an OnlyFans?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know what she looks like now.
Okay.
But she has an Instagram.
We're moving Zia's sister here. And I'm going to show you that I'm more powerful than Chip Chipperson, and I'm going to turn Zia's sister into a more successful OnlyFans model.
She would probably want to do that, but you have to keep her clean.
No, I'll keep, listen to me, I ain't going to keep her clean. That's not how I describe what I'm going to do to her.
Okay, but not that part of
we're going to, no, it will be a positive change in her life.
You know what, I'm all for that, and then she'd be close to me.
She's as cute as you, right?
Yes, she doesn't look anything like me, but she's super beautiful.
How old is she, younger or younger?
She's younger.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
She hasn't gotten the, oh, you remember those meth posters they always show where it's like...
I don't know. I haven't seen her in
Can I see
years.
A picture of her? We won't show it on camera. Can I just see a picture
here,
of her?
I'll pull up
Because if she's hot enough, I will move her here and make her the office pet. We'll turn her into the new fucking manager. Can she manage things?
Probably.
She can't manage her own life. She can't manage to stay out of jail.
Yeah, well, she's going to be in jail for a while, so we're going to have to wait a bit.
I guess she's a kind of jail.
How long is she in jail for, and can I guess what she's in jail for?
At least a few years.
Well, if a few years is a lot, so I'm assuming it's going to be...
Grand Theft Auto.
It's going to be something like, yeah, she was stealing for drugs. Like, the ultimate excuse here is drugs.
Yeah.
Burglary.
Let me see.
This is a few years old.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, right?
Oh, yeah. She's fucking petite, tight. I like it.
Ethnic looking.
She does look way more ethnic than you.
We don't look anything like. We have both the same parents.
Or so they say. Well, yeah, look, good luck to Zia's sister in a couple of years. I mean, we'll see what she looks like when she gets out. I'm not going to make her any promises.
Right.
But if she keeps herself tight, she got a job waiting for her on the other side.
She'd love to come to New York.
I know she would. All right, I have a question. So here's the thing. Christmas is coming up. As I was saying before, I have not decided what I'm buying myself this year yet. I buy myself a gift every year.
That's nice, self-care.
Got to care for yourself. Well, nobody buys me gifts. Nobody fucking cares about me. Yeah. It's not a thing where, like, I have family. No, like, I buy everybody everything. And then, you know what they do, the adults in my family do every year? They go, we're not exchanging gifts with adults because they're fucking all poor.
Right?
And then I go, like, okay, I guess that just means nobody's buying me gifts because I'm going to still buy everyone gifts because I'm not a fucking scumbag. And that's crazy. So that's what I do. I just buy gifts for everyone every year, and then I sit there and I go, oh, that's nice. I got a fucking pair of socks for my son. And that's all I get. And that's okay. I'm not hating on it. But I buy myself a little something, right? And this year it's between two things, and I want you guys to help me decide what I'm going to get. So number one is to customize my Audi.
Okay.
Customize the Audi. New rims. Get a fucking nicer grill in the front.
Sure.
And I have, by the way, I got to get a new grill anyway because I got a little crack in it, right? So that has to be done. But, you know, just little things, you know.
Get like a big, like, fiberglass rattlesnake on the top.
Yes.
Spoiler on the back.
Yeah, just have a button and then a parachute shoots out the back when I want to stop. Some real crazy customization.
Remove the escape latch from the trunk.
Yeah. No, I want to do like... You know, I don't want to like super spick it up. I'm not going to get crazy, you know, because I was mentioning this to Ralph before. He's like, you're such a dirty spick. You make me sick.
Okay.
And I just some fucking nice things just to make it a little bit cooler of a car. Shannon, I want you guys to chime in too. You too, Natalie. I want the lesbian perspective on this as well, because this is really what it comes down to. And I talk about this a lot, right? It's all about getting pussy and feeling great, right? It's Freudian. Sure. It's just Freudian. So what is going to make me feel better and what's going to help me get pussy when my girlfriend eventually leaves me? That's the idea.
When you pull away, you see the fuzzy dice in your mirror bouncing, you hit the horn, it goes...
Those are not the customizations. I want to get a new front grill. I want to get really nice wheels and tires, bigger ones as well. This is the only thing that's really sad and pathetic that I want to get. But I want it. When you open the doors, I want the lights that shine on the ground with the Legion of Skanks logo on either side of the car.
I can get behind that.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
It's badass. Yeah. And I want to get the wheel caps, like the center, instead of the Audi logo, I want to get custom Legion of Skanks logos on the wheel caps.
Here's my thing.
I know it's shit. Fuck you, Natalie.
No, it's super
fuck
cool.
Fuck you, lesbian. You make me sick.
I don't hate it.
That was all Shannon.
I don't hate it.
Right.
But you're going to have to worry about where you park during shows.
Why? That is a good point.
Because some people might be douchebags and try to fuck with your car.
Well, a couple things. Number one, how often are people really looking at wheel caps?
Anyone who steals them.
But the caps...
It's all your fans.
I don't think that would be an issue, but maybe not. But those
I worry when Dante does, like, imagine if Dante has a bad set and the person walks outside and sees his face on a truck.
Oh, they like piss someone off.
Yeah,
the people that usually wait at the end to yell at them.
Yeah, I don't think I wouldn't be super worried about that. You know,
you call someone a whore once a show. You know, the boyfriend.
I'm not super concerned. So that's that. There's that. Or in the other side, the other idea that I have is to buy myself an outdoor freestanding 4-person sauna.
4-person, that's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, well, you gotta get friends over for a schvitz.
Sure.
You know.
When you're trying to cut weight.
when I'm trying to when I'm trying to cut weight. Yeah. I'm trying to just feel good overall. Wintertime especially. Winter's gonna hit. It's just nice to have it. I have a sauna at my place now, and I never connected it.
Is the kind of thing like Fedor would go into, where you smack yourself with like trees, like tree branches?
Yes, yeah. Yes, exactly. Of a young Moroccan boy there to massage me.
Oh, it's got to be Paco. Paco comes over and hits you with fucking leaves.
Paco from Morocco? Hell yeah. Paco, I'm going to make you start massaging me while you in your underwear, doggy. I like it.
Those thumbs going in his ass?
Are you into girls that are a little muscular or no? Like, dude, a girl messaged me after I posted you on Instagram yesterday. She liked it. And she was super into you.
Wow. And she's a muscular bitch.
Yeah, she's like like a weightlifter chick.
Okay.
She's pretty cute, though.
Okay,
Pac. Really cute.
Okay,
and she was
Pac.
Super into Paco. Half white, half Asian.
That's what she is.
Yeah.
That's a good combo.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it. And Shannon, that's not the fucking one. I'm not getting an $8,000 one.
Oh, I found one on Wayfair for $6,000. What's the price? You can show this. What's the price you're looking for?
Probably no more than four.
Does it come with the woman? Because if so, I want it.
I got to be honest with
you. If Wayfair comes with a child.
Yeah.
You
know. Oh, okay. Well.
The sauna, I think, is my vote just because you've wanted that for so long. And the car, you're going to get a new one in a few years. The sauna, you're going to be able to keep.
If you're a woman, ladies in the room,
mm-hmm.
what is more, I guess, more valuable to you would probably be the sauna. Do you really get, but no, some women do want to fucking... I think you're going to attract... All right, here's the thing. You're going to attract a new chick, woman. No, with a fucking nice car. Are you kidding me? My Audi's dope, Shannon.
Yeah, but it's the car that's important, not like the little fancy things. I feel like that's for teenagers.
Yeah, that's what he wants.
I want teenage
women. Young gals. No, but I think you would... here's the thing. It's the customizations will be pretty subtle. It's not like it's going to be like... It's not Dante customization.
It's not the Lewis Mobile.
No, it's not. It's really not. Like even the Legion of Skanks logos, I'm considering it's a maybe. I just think it's cool.
I don't think tasteful is the way to go. Women aren't going to appreciate like fine craftsmanship.
No, they are. But dude, Audi, the way the car's.
You need to be gaudy.
The car's dope already, as it is.
Yeah, I think Shannon's right. I think that because you have an Audi, that's going to attract women. But
I already have that. I already have that.
But exactly. Like adding a little more to it, it's not going to, probably not going to get you
it's
more
make
women.
Me feel, it's going to make me
you're
feel.
You're going to like.
Yeah, but if
you.
I'm exuding more confidence,
maybe.
Then the ladies
want to
suck my cock
more. But what if he hung some testicles from the back of the...
Oh, girls love that. Right? Every time I see that, I'm like, that guy must have a big dick.
Suggestive. Men.
Yeah.
Natalie, what are we saying here? I mean, because really what it comes down to is one can attract it when you can't show people a picture of your sauna and be like, hey, bitch.
Right.
You like this?
I'm on the side of the sauna, I think.
Yeah. What'd you say?
I'm on the side of the sauna, yeah.
You're on the side of the sauna. Yeah, why?
More use for the woman that you're going to
bring
more
use for the woman.
Yeah. We got to get them first.
Well, yeah, and then once you get them there, though, then it's like, oh, hey, you want to go into the sauna? You get them, their
it's
clothes are off.
It's a guaranteed suck and fuck session.
Yes!
If they say, yes, I want to go into the... If you say you want to go into my sauna, mm-hmm. and we strip down to our fucking nothings, and we're in a towel, and then you don't hook up with me, I mean...
Plus, if you're dating a girl and she gets a few pounds over what you like, you can lock her in there for like 3 days.
When it's true.
You can hotbox her until she's the appropriate size again.
Yeah.
And well, that's the thing is like, I could keep this sauna forever. I'm really debating. It's a real debate. I've wanted to customize a car for a while.
You're going to have a new car in a couple of years, though.
What's the price difference between the car?
It's gonna be, they're going to both be comparable.
Okay. So
probably three. If I had to guess, it'd be $3,000 to $4,000 for either one. I've seen saunas in that price range, and I know how much the car is going to cost.
Maybe just get gold teeth.
That'd be fun. Maybe. That's a better idea.
I think honestly, you would look good with that. You kind of look like...
I do have that look.
I don't know who you remind me of, but it would be a good look.
What do you think, Zia? What do you think I should do here?
I'm going on the side of the sauna, too.
Sauna.
Mostly for sex purposes.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I've had sex in a sauna. It is dangerous.
Well, because it's hot as fuck. You have to be
careful.
You start
to get very lightheaded very quickly.
But you could leave the door open.
Well, no. But then the sauna, all the heat's going to get out. Zia, Jesus Christ, you're retarded. Dennis, what's the point of having a sauna? You can just go in the basement at that point.
Here's the question. Look, if they're good to go, they're good to go. But, like, if you're kind of on the fence and then some guy's like, hey, you want to get into some closed space, take our clothes off? Isn't that a little over the top?
Ooh, I have a better idea. Get the Audi customizations, bring them in the car, crank the heat.
Yeah.
Turn up the fucking
car sauna.
Heated seats. Car sauna. Boom. Hand against the window. Slide it down like Titanic. Best of both worlds.
H-E-L.
He's on fire.
I think these are good ideas. Shannon, what are you saying here? Sauna or car?
Sauna.
Sauna.
Because on top of the sex purposes with the sauna, it's also going to improve your personal health, your well-being.
But I do have an Equinox membership where I have both sauna and steam room available to me at all times.
But you can do it like before you leave the house, before you end the day.
Every time. I get fucking stoned. Yeah.
This is a choice.
It is the best. You're right. It
you
is.
You could smoke a bong in the sauna and then jerk off.
There is no other choice. That's how I die. Just fucking.
You could smoke a bong. You could do dabs in the sauna, jerk off, and fall asleep in there.
You'd what be so relaxed all the time.
What a life. What a life. Shannon, if I buy the sauna, will you come over and use it with me?
No.
Come on. Really? Once in a while?
No, not after your description just now.
What?
If a girl is going to strip down into a bathing suit or whatever, then she has to suck and fuck you. So, no, thank you.
Zia? Zia, would you like to come with my sauna?
I'll come.
Yeah, I was going to say,
I'd like... sauna with me.
Ah, shit. I really want it. I really want it so badly. And the wintertime is the perfect time for a sauna.
Yes.
I'm definitely buying an inflatable hot tub already. It doesn't matter.
You do hot tub streams.
You do hot tub streams?
No, I said you should do hot tub streams. Hell yeah. I don't have enough boobs to do hot tub streams.
Let me see.
I need more titty. Huh. I can't even show you because I'm not wearing anything underneath this. But, you've seen them.
That's the reason I could.
they're all right, but
no, she got great boobs. She is fucking.
They're small and perky, but they're not like you need real cleavage to pull that off.
God, somebody score a touchdown right now.
YoDelta.com sells incredible Delta 8 products. It's legal in 42 states. I'm going to tell you right now, it gets you super, super high.
I can attest to that. They sent us gummies. They sent us vapes. You can get both on their site, YoDelta.com. I did the field research for you guys. You know why? Because I love you. Well, they work. And these products should be taken responsibly.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you right now, they're going to get you as high as any other fucking weed products you're going to have out there. It's already cheaper than all of those other things, and it ships directly to your door legally. YoDelta.com is the website. When you go there, use the promo code GAS when you check out, and you're actually going to save 25% off your already affordable order. Once again, YoDelta.com. Grab some Delta 8 THC and get yourself stoned. Okay, where were we? All right, let's see. Let's go. Let's move on to something new. Okay, so that the guy who drove, there's an update on the guy who drove into the parade. Shannon, give us some background.
So there was a ring cam video that was revealed where he is, this is about 20 minutes after the incident happened, and he is knocking on the door of just some random house, and I'll show you the video.
Here's the show. Daryl Edwards Brooks in front of a home before he's being arrested in connection with the Waukesha something or other. Are we ever going to fix this TV?
Parade accident. Hey, they're coming this week.
I called an Uber, and I'm supposed to be waiting for it over here, but I don't know when it's coming. Can you call it for me, please? I'm homeless.
I'm homeless? How'd you call it an Uber?
He came out. The guy came out of his house.
So this is... This is after he hit the people at the parade?
20 minutes after.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he got away.
Yeah, for a little bit. Yeah. You're going to see he gets apprehended in this video.
Wow. Yeah, this guy is fucking...
My ID.
This guy is not well.
No, he's fucked in the head.
Do we say drugs or mental illness or both?
Could be both. Yeah. Could be mental illness brought on by drugs.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's really it.
So that was it. Wow, all right, well.
Kind of reminds me of myself sometimes, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, so is there any more to the story? Do we know anything else?
Yeah, so they also said that... right after the Christmas parade incident, that somebody recalls seeing a woman jump out of his car and run away. She was barefoot and she had a black eye.
Oh.
The way they should be.
He also has...
The perfect woman jumped out of his car? Impossible.
Was she trying to give directions?
Officers say he had already told her once.
They've also... This is his record, starting in 1999, aggravated battery. These are all of the times he's been in jail.
Let me just graphic.
I mean, if you were to take my rap sheet, it would look comparable.
But it's pretty. It's all like violent stuff.
Wow.
But yeah, keep letting those guys out. It's cool.
Yeah, and also there's a sexual assault on his record as well. And when this happened, it was like 3 days after he was bailed out of jail for another crime.
What was the crime that he was bailed out of jail for?
I gotta find it.
I think he hit someone else. I think he hit someone and then tried to say he was like running away from someone that was trying to stab him or some shit.
Oh,
I think that's what I read.
Yeah, this guy's fucking crazy.
I think he just needs driving lessons.
Yeah.
just help these people out. Education, not incarceration.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, that's it's sad. Did we find out? Is it 5 people or 7 people that died?
I think it's 5 people, yeah. And it says it was. He's been bailed out twice this year, and it looks like it was a hit and run involving his girlfriend, and they let him out on $1,000 bond.
He hit her and then she ran. Hell yeah! All right, you know what? Fuck it. Let's go. Let's switch things up. Let's go to
sad.
Does it live? New Jersey prison edition.
Hold on.
It's all right. Got it. Oh, shit. I forgot I'm supposed to think of things that nobody knows about me for Paco.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck. Fuck.
Is that hard when you put your life out and you talk about so many things? You're like, what is there that people don't know?
Book.
Yeah, I'm the same. Like, to a fault. Where it's like people, I have a reveal a random fact about yourself. And I'm getting to a point where, like, I don't even know what to say anymore. You guys know fucking everything.
Yeah. I don't even know. I really don't know. I got to think of things, like, from my childhood. Specific.
Did you ever, were you ever molested? Just make that up.
Or you could just go to one of those people that, go to one of those people that helps you uncover memories that you blocked out. Find the truly horrific shit?
Maybe I'll do that. I don't know, but I need to do that within the next 15 minutes for Paco. So
Paco guy? What's going on here?
Paco right there.
Paco's our video
one
guy.
One of our producers. Okay. He produces video content for us, directs our web series, Fight Journal and Gas Journal. And he's got a little dick.
How little?
It's pretty small. He pulled it out on the show once.
Oh, yeah?
It was pretty sad.
Doesn't matter. Once it's out, people go for it.
Yeah.
Are you a grower, not a shower, though? Like, sometimes people are, you pull it out and you think it's small, and then they get hard, and you're like, oh, actually. Wow. You know, you got it. You
let's
have
say
to
say yes,
though.
All right, let's see. Does it live or does it die? New Jersey prison edition.
Okay, so it's what you're going to see in the video is a bunch of gang members in prison attacking an inmate.
Oh, wow.
Where's he at?
Hold on, I'll take your shirt off.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Four.
Is that a golf club?
Yeah, he got muscles.
No, I think it's a broom.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it is a broom, yeah.
Oh, man. He's wearing fluorescent colors. He's so easy to find.
This goes on for 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Oh, now he's knocked out.
Is this shirt for skins or something? What's going on?
Yeah, he's not.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, dude. Somebody said it gets better. Yeah. Who's watching it?
I think it's the COs that are reviewing the footage.
Okay, COs. It gets better. That's in the beginning. There we go.
I feel like they just need a referee in all prisons.
Oh.
Just at all times.
Jesus oh, my Christ. God.
Yeah.
He hit him with a microwave?
Yeah, they're going to do it more. It gets worse.
Jesus, Shannon. Oh, no. Water.
Holy. Now you all wet, motherfuckers.
That just seems like it doesn't hurt as much as the foot. Like, just keep kicking him if you want.
Here, you dirty nigga.
You smile? That's my idea.
Holy
shit.
Jesus
Christ. Fucking A.
Jesus, Shannon.
Where is everyone?
I don't get. They're trying to be creative and find different things. Just keep kicking them if you want. Like, that seems the most effective.
I mean, like, that's the thing, like, I don't get. Fuck off, dude. Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's right, that fucking microwave.
What? Shannon. Shannon, what? I mean, at one point.
At what point do guards come?
Yeah, seriously.
Is this guy? This guy's not alive.
Well, that's
now
the game
is
we're
he?
Playing right
okay.
Now. Does it live or does it die?
Reheat, motherfucker. Popcorn setting.
Set this shit on defrost.
Okay, I won't lie. When you said they hit him with a microwave, I really did picture them hitting him on top of the head with a microwave, but then his head was in it and like the door opens. And it's like,
Jesus
like
Christ.
Like a cartoon.
All right, they're beating Shannon, him to we death. Got it. We got it.
Okay. That's blood under him, right?
Yeah, he can't be alive.
We got it.
I say alive. They're not you hitting them so? Consistently enough. They're using like, you know, they're finding like, you know, pocket fans and like, you know, calculators. Like, just keep kicking them if you want to kill them. He's alive. He's fucked up, but
there's
he's alive.
No way he survived that. Impossible.
I don't know, man. How many times they smashed him in the head with their feet and the broom?
Yeah, it's bad, but he'll die in a few hours.
They killed him the same. They killed him the same way that I would kill a small mouse in my kitchen. With a broom, just throwing the garbage can at it, throwing water on it. I was like, yeah.
Screaming the N-word and using anything I can find in the kitchen.
But they're doing like a wrestling match. It seems like a fucking WWE thing.
That was like a hardcore match.
Pretty hardcore.
I bet he's got a fractured skull and he's fucked up, but he's alive.
The only reason I say that is because, the only reason I'll say alive is because it's so obvious that he's dead. It would be crazy that, like it's not much of a game.
Right.
Shannon.
So I just want to give you a little of additional information first. So this guy...
This goes to another video. Them throwing a stove on top of his head.
The cotton candy machine.
They put his head in the refrigerator and close the door over and over again.
So he's in the gang unit of this particular prison, but he is not a gang member, so that's kind of suspicious to begin with. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they're obviously suing the prison because none of the correction officers helped at all during any of this, but he is not...
It might have been the lunch break, right? I mean, that's... To be fair.
Can I ask why?
He's like, where's the fucking microwave?
There's a line of guys holding burritos. Question. Why was he in red and everyone else was in white? Is he some type of special...
No, I think that the white is underneath.
Just weren't wearing their jumpers.
Okay,
that's just my guess. But so he is not dead, at least not yet. He is in a medically induced coma at Newark Hospital right now.
Wow.
But he is currently alive.
I mean, he's basically dead, Shannon.
But not yet.
His brain is like very bruised. It's like probably got like just swollen. Like they probably like drill holes in his head to keep the swelling down.
Release the pressure.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Wow, that was fucking wild. That was a very violent thing, Shannon. I was not expecting it to be that bad.
Well, I feel like I gave you two like soft stuff, so I wanted to spice it up a little.
Let's go to Shannon's retarded ass subject of the week. Comedy wildlife photos? What are these, Shannon? What is this?
Shannon's retarded ass story of the day. Because Lewis loves giving shit to his producer, Shannon.
I don't.
Okay, so these are so this will brighten the mood after that terrible video.
Jesus.
These are Comedy Wildlife Photography Awards of 2021. These are the winners. So here's the first one.
That's pretty funny. It's a monkey hurting his balls. That's pretty good.
That's classic.
That's pretty good. That one's not that funny.
I think it's funny. Funny.
A leaf on a pigeon's head. That's kind of funny. All right. It's okay.
An elephant that fell.
Okay.
I fucking love raccoons. They're so cute.
The only one that's been funny so far. The first one was legitimately funny.
Yeah.
The monkey hurting his balls.
No, these are just like, you know, I fucking love science videos now.
Yeah. I mean, this angry lizard's pretty hilarious. So, I mean, when you really break it down, this angry lizard's pretty fucking, it's like, hey, stop taking a photograph of me, cocksucker.
Your conscience!
All right.
What are these, snails?
I don't even know.
Mud skippers.
This is an image of Shannon kissing a cock.
I mean, it's the post. Why aren't they just showing baboons jerking off it like they do at the zoo? Every time you go to the zoo, you're always jerking off.
And none of these are funny.
Oh, they're so cute.
None of these are funny.
That's it. That's the last one.
The bear hiding behind a tree.
Dude, it's reminded me of a great Kurt Metzger joke back in the day. He was talking about people putting gerbils up their ass.
Yeah.
Do you remember this joke? This is from his first special, dude. He goes, do you know that human beings are the only animals to take other animals and put them up their ass? You never see a bear grab a rabbit and be like, oh! Ah, Kurt. What a silly, delightful man he used to be. All right, let's. Shannon, I do not like that subject either, okay? Let's go to this catfish queen transforming from an older Mexican woman to a hot white chick.
Okay, so this is the before and after.
I like the before.
Yeah, the before is not even that bad.
The after is gnarly because it just looks like she put a, like dipped her face in makeup.
That first of all, that's not even that. I've seen people on TikTok like the transformations.
There's no teeth, ladies.
The one that one bitch.
Holy shit!
She's a hag. She's a hag.
She looks like a wicked witch.
Yes, and then she fucking, but step by step, she like does the fucking foundation, and she's like, you know, dancing to a Katy Perry song with her witch face. And he's like, oh, this is awful. And then at the end, it's actually depressing.
Yeah.
Yeah, this bitch.
Yeah. Dude, it's wild.
It's depressing. It makes me hate women. Yeah. It makes me think that all of you are ugly. Shannon, there's...
Wait, go back to her before. It's like if Karen had stayed with you.
Doggy, Shannon,
are those freckles or scars?
Is this what you look like, Shannon, before you put your makeup on? Are you catfishing
judging
us?
Judging from everything else?
Yeah.
You made the same joke last time we...
Did I make the same joke? Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. I'm not creative or funny. So, Shannon, is this what you do to us?
Yeah, I have no teeth.
Because I call Shannon sometimes on FaceTime at the crack of dawn. I wake up at 6 a.m. and I open my eyes and my first thing I do is I FaceTime Shannon to see if she'll answer, and she never has. And that makes me think that Shannon is hiding something.
I mean, I'm not going to... Well,
the reason
on
she
video,
was on Staten Island.
First
know?
Thing in, yeah. the morning.
I'm not hiding anything. This is me, and this is always me, just so you know.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
I'm made up, if you're
yeah. Is that all makeup?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm a twink.
No, you gotta play that one chick's videos where she's like actually doing the makeup, because you gotta see the transformation happen, because it's even more scary like halfway through the transformation where she's got like her eyes done but her fucking teeth are all fucking wicked still.
Well, this she's a pretty girl with the makeup on. This lady that we're looking at, the Mexican chick, that doesn't look like a real, that's like more like a drag queen look.
Yeah.
Where it's like not necessarily like, oh, look at that pretty lady as much as it is, look at that lady's fucking makeup.
Yeah, she's going.
So yeah, she just was dancing to some song.
She looks like a grandma.
I mean, it's kind of hot.
You like this?
It's not right. Bad. I can definitely jerk off this.
You're into this. Let's see. Where's the moment where you'd fuck her?
I mean, look, her hair looks great there. And that
if she would just put her goddamn teeth in, we'd have no problem with it.
Oh yeah,
she knows what she's doing.
That cleavage is not bad. The robe is kind of sexy.
But isn't it that?
Wow. Oh, fucked it. Now it's fake. Now it's like, you know.
That's too much. You don't like that.
Take it 3 steps back and I'm in.
Well, I mean, and if you go in with the no teeth, you get a great blowjob. So
yeah,
there's
I mean,
that.
I like a little grazing, but, you know.
No, Zach?
Personal experience. The gummer, highly overrated.
Really?
Yeah, caught a gummer.
Gums are harder
gums
than you
are
think.
Sharp.
Yeah.
I knew a chick who had no teeth, and she would, like, eat, like, pizza and bananas and stuff. Like, she did not have, and just gums.
She just gum it down?
And, yeah, the bidet. Nothing to write home about. Wow. Gums are sharp. They hurt.
All right.
And she thought she was, like, rocking your world, and it was...
Did you have to tell her? Someone has to tell her at some point,
I wasn't
going to
be the one. I don't want to piss off the toothless monster.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, you also suck at blowjobs.
Yeah, I don't need her showing up in my nightmares as well.
Yeah, hey, the one thing you thought was good about this?
Yeah, no, that's not good. That chick, I feel like I don't want to trash her. Here's the thing. Like, so I feel bad. This is a new thing that's been happening with me lately because we watch these videos and we react to them. And then there are real other people on the other end of it. Like, I don't want to trash this chick for being ugly. Like, I feel, I as a human being, I feel bad. Like, she might see this and I'm like, oh, look at this witch face bitch. And I
how
feel
is this motherfucker talking about me on the internet?
So you think she thought she was doing great when she posted it? Like...
But that's the point. This is why I will trash this ugly whore, okay? Because she's putting it, she's monetizing her ugly face.
Yeah.
And the transformation into this fucking hot chick, that's her whole thing. So I feel like we should be able to call her an ugly bitch and not feel bad about it at all.
If you don't, then her, you know, she has to go back to work at Applebee's or whatever.
Right.
It's better.
This isn't me bullying this fucking just monster. This is me being a part of her thing.
And you're bringing awareness.
Yes.
Yeah, getting her some more follows.
This is charity, honestly.
She's fucking, I mean, I could easily be catfished by a bitch like that.
Oh, yeah.
You wake up the next day, she's got her teeth on the nightstand.
That's it. Well, the next, that would be okay, though, because you wake up with full balls again, and you'd be like, all right, let's see. You sneaky old bitch, come here. I'm telling you. I am fucking telling you. See, that's why I like fucking Natalie. Natalie looks like a plain Jane bitch, but she wears no makeup.
No, she doesn't.
Natalie,
she's so
she wears no makeup.
Wait. Oh, I thought you were talking about your girlfriend, Natalie.
No. My
I was like, what are you talking about? She's beautiful.
Then when she starts talking about lesbian Natalie, she's like, oh, not beautiful.
Well, I wouldn't say that. That did sound super rude.
Sure, I have a certain fly with the boys.
What do you mean I'm not beautiful?
This Natalie also doesn't look like a plain Jane.
I'm beautiful. My mother tells me I'm beautiful every day. Natalie wears no makeup, or maybe she does, but she wears makeup in a way where it's very subtle, and you're like, oh, look at this, and it's fucking, Shannon, you need to go with that look. Shannon, you have the look now where if we stripped you down, you could have old witch face, and we don't even know it. You could be catfishing. Natalie's not catfishing. We get what we get with
Natalie. Natalie might actually be going catfishing after. I don't know what lesbians do in their recreation.
First of all, Natalie is 23.
It's called noodling.
Also, subtle isn't necessarily my thing. I'm moderately tattooed. I have rainbow hair. I'm all set. Thank you.
Wow.
Good
look
answer.
At Shannon becoming
Good
a
answer.
Fucking... A fiery fucking queen bitch. Look at that. Look at this.
I don't like that Shannon's answer was the same as mine.
Also, I was going to say, looking at Shannon, I don't think she wears a lot of makeup.
Are you kidding me?
Really?
Shannon definitely wears a lot of makeup.
I mean, she uses foundation, I think, right? That's, you know, just a little bit. I could use some of that.
I don't think she's wearing the same kind. You guys ever see those makeup tutorials where the girls do the lines and then they do the blending? Yeah, all that shit.
Whatever that shit is, it's a lot. I
don't know how to do that.
It's so much. No. Brushing my teeth twice a day is a fucking task. I have to consciously put the effort in. Like, all right, dude, second time. Let's get it going, baby boy. Come on now.
That's why I don't do it.
No, stop. Once a day?
I didn't brush my teeth twice a day up until I was in my 30s. Like, literally, I would brush my teeth once a day when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Up until I was maybe 30 years old. And then I was like, yeah, I guess we could start doing this twice a day. But it's still, the second time I do it, it's genuinely like, I got to force my fucking way to the bathroom. Like, let's go. Let's
I've had
fucking...
five teeth replaced in the past year and a half. So
that sounds like a nightmare.
Implants?
Yeah.
Oh shit. Do those hurt?
No, I mean, even rip it out. I mean, there was one that was like stuck in, like the roots had grown like one of those turnips around a rock. Oh. But you know, it's fine.
So that's gross, and that's okay.
Yeah.
I tried to do like a nighttime facial routine for myself. I tried to do it every day, and I had maybe a month where I did it. And it was like, I would use face wash, then I would use a toner.
Yeah.
Then I would use...
Exfoliate?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
But then after the toner, I would use some facial moisturizer and a little bit of eye cream.
Yeah.
And that five-minute process...
Too much.
A fucking nightmare. Dude. I'd rather die of skin cancer than fucking put all that shit on my fucking face.
Ladies
I'd
have to do that all the time.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
it's
we do it all the time. But I feel like it's different for men and women. Like, men can age. Like, there's a lot of older, attractive men who you look at them and they've got wrinkles and stuff, but you're still like, oh, he's hot, though. Like, I'd still totally bang him. You don't have the same thing with women.
No.
Like, it's usually, oh, that woman looks really good for her age.
Yes.
Yeah. Because she's got shit done. Yeah, so, like, we have to.
We do not appreciate a wrinkly old face. That's terrible. So, I understand. It's a weird thing. It's a weird way to be.
I just started going to the dermatologist to, like, actually get stuff done. I got laser IPL. It's, like, an intense light pulse because I got so much sun damage. So it just gets rid of all the little sunspots. And
I have sunspots.
Yeah, you can do that.
I was just convinced that I have cancer on my face, and that was just going to materialize into cancer. I could do something to get rid of all these sunspots?
Yeah.
Freckles. I'm a freckly bitch.
Yes, same.
A lot of women like my freckles, though.
Freckles can be cute.
Shannon, how do you feel about my freckles?
They're fine.
You don't think my freckles are attractive,
no,
Shannon?
It's part of you.
What about my beauty mark on my lip?
Oh, I don't know that I know it.
Yeah, sure you don't.
Oh, I've memorized it.
I'm sure you do. She knows exactly the shape
of my... Don't go after Shannon. Why don't you ask this fucking Amish lawyer who's working here?
It is on out there now.
Oh, no. Shit. It's a fucking Furio from The Sopranos. all right, we gotta go. I'm sorry. This has been a fun
show. Dude, someone doesn't pay their gas digital bill. She just shows up with a baseball.
All right, we got to wrap. This has been a fun fucking show. Actually, you know what? Let's do a rap. Let's wrap it up in a rap. Rap battle between Ray Kump and Zia. Let's drop a beat.
A rap battle?
Sometimes we would do a rap.
I've never rap battled in my entire life.
You're about to fucking learn in real time.
Trial the first thing you're going to want to do is raise your hands high in the air.
Like this?
Higher.
Should I jump a little bit too?
Yeah.
Come on, a little jumping.
We're all sitting here like acting like we're joking. We're like, no, seriously, that's cool. Well, give me a little more volume. Let's go.
So what are we doing here?
It's a rap. You got to tear each other apart. Maybe make some references about today's show. It's okay. Just a rap battle. You can go first, Ray. Go.
You look like a dancer, but I got colon cancer. Your sister's on meth, but I got shitty breath. I got no teeth. I like eating beef. Hello.
Trying to think of anything.
Hello.
Can I just say flawless goodbye?
Flawless victory. Yeah, don't let him talk to you that way. Go.
He said so many. It wasn't even mean to me. He just said mean things about himself. But
he ate-miled you.
He ate-miled me. Like, what do I even do now? I'm like, he was so nice to me.
Yeah, you look like a real bitch.
I'm gonna look like a bitch if I say anything mean. I was talking to you before the show. You seem cool. You play video games. Yeah.
Hello.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Yeah. That was horrible.
Wow, what a rap battle. What a rap battle, folks. I'm very impressed. Thank you guys for tuning in today's Real Ass Podcast. Have yourselves an incredible Thanksgiving. Enjoy your holiday. And we'll be back on Friday with another incredible episode of your favorite podcast. Good night.
That's all, folks.